Hello, I'm Dave Bakshi, Chairman of the Golf Advisory Committee, along with Kerry Thompson, our HOA Board Treasurer, and Roland Vaughn, our new General Manager of Golf. Last week, we had the opportunity to present to the residents our plans for some important and exciting changes that we're proposing for the golf facilities here at Shadow Hills. It was videotaped, so those of you that couldn't be at the presentation could see and hear what we're proposing. Unfortunately, we encountered a major glitch, and that videotape is lost. So we decided to come here today and do a podcast so you could at least hear what those recommendations are. Now, before we discuss the actual plan recommendations, I wanted to give you a little background and history to put everything in perspective. In dealing with three large golf venues, the Montecito Putting Course, the South Course, and the North Course, we continually encounter a lot of issues and problems. Everything from how to grow more grass at Montecito, to how to improve the bunkers on the South Course, to how to deal with the weeds on the North Course, and now with the drought, how to best conserve water. And it seems that everyone you talk to has a different idea for solving these issues. Many of these ideas have been tried, and unfortunately, most have met with only limited success. So early this year, our board of directors, in conjunction with the Golf Advisory Committee, came to an important decision. If we're really going to deal with these issues in the most effective way and spend our dollars efficiently, we need to have a comprehensive and cohesive plan rather than a shotgun approach of reacting to each new issue as it arises. So the decision was made to develop a golf master plan, which is really a blueprint of how best to improve the golf venues over the coming years. And to do that, we needed some outside expertise. So we contacted and interviewed a number of golf course design companies that specialize in these issues. Our board selected JMP Golf Design Group, a well-respected San Diego-based company. And at our first meeting, we gave them three guiding principles that had to be delivered on. First, we want them to make the golf experience at all the venues as enjoyable as possible for all residents. Second, we want to make sure that any changes made protect homeowner property values. And third, we only want to make changes that are fiscally responsible. Brian Costello, a senior partner at JMP, came to Shadow Hills a number of times to evaluate all three venues and to discuss the various issues with the members of GAC, with our general manager and our golf superintendent. And after much discussion and analysis, four goals and objectives for the plan were agreed to. First, we want to improve the playing conditions and quality of turf of the Montecito putting course. Montecito is our first priority because if it were in good condition, it becomes an activity that could be enjoyed by almost all our residents. Second, we want to improve the practice facilities on the South Course, specifically the driving range and putting green. Third, we want to improve and modify the bunkers on the South Course. And fourth, we want to evaluate turf reduction and other water conservation options to reduce our water usage. At this time, it was felt that the North Course is in very good condition and would not need any major improvements until the bunkers need to be renovated in about 5 years. Now, while Brian was developing the specifics of the plan, our board made another very important decision, and I personally think a very smart one. They decided to replace our existing golf management company with Troon Golf. Now, for those of you that don't know Troon, they are the largest golf management company in the world. They're really the gold standard for the industry. Troon manages over 250 golf facilities around the world, including some of the best known in the Coachella Valley, such as Classic Club, Indian Wells Golf Resort, Westin Mission Hills, and PGA West. They have a great deal of experience and expertise in developing, maintaining, and improving golf courses, which is just what Shadow Hills needs. So developing a solid master plan to direct us and having Troon to guide its implementation puts us in a great position. Now, enough of the appetizers. Let's get to the main course. What are the specific recommendations for this new master plan? First is the Montecito putting course. We're recommending that we implement the plan to significantly improve the playing conditions by modifying the slopes, removing some trees, and significantly improving the irrigation system and the quality of turf. And we want to take it a step further by adding lights so the course becomes available to residents and their guests year-round, day and evening. Second, we're recommending making significant improvements to the practice facilities on the South Course. We recommend eliminating that 1,800-square-foot pimple we currently call a practice putting green and replacing it with two real putting greens totaling over 9,500 square feet. They would be located on each side of the driving range tee and would provide much more worthwhile practice and ease congestion. Next, we're proposing reshaping and enlarging the driving range by 15,000 square feet to a total of 35,000 square feet, which will reduce congestion and greatly improve maintenance. And we're recommending widening the cart path just south of the starter kiosk to improve traffic flow and safety. Now you can see all of these changes on the slides we've put on the website. Our third recommendation is to change all 205 bunkers on the South Course. However, to do a major renovation to all the bunkers would cost in excess of $1.2 million. We are not recommending doing this because it would require a special assessment or a significant increase in monthly HOA fees. Instead, we're recommending the implementation of a project to replace the sand in all bunkers and at the same time repair erosion and drainage problems on certain bunkers. Basically, this is the same thing we've already tested and proven successful on the 16th hole. Now, I know some of you wanted more when you come to the bunkers, but just think of it like you're buying a car. You're currently driving a 12-year-old, dented, beat-up old Chevy. In your heart of hearts, you'd really like a Rolls-Royce, or maybe if you're feeling sexy, a Maserati, but you know you can't afford it. So you go back and you check your finances and you realize you're going to have to settle for a BMW. Not such a bad compromise. It's not a Rolls, but it's light years ahead of that beat-up old rusted Chevy. Or, not perfectly renovated bunkers, but significantly better than what we have right now. These bunker changes will significantly improve the playability and appearance of the course. And that brings us to turf reduction and water conservation. Brian Costello, the architect, developed a very comprehensive program to convert up to 80 acres of grass, roughly 40% of the course, to desert landscape to significantly reduce water usage. However, the cost is estimated at over $9 million. Currently, there's no funds reserved, nor significant rebates from state or local agencies. And even with the much higher water costs, the water savings would only be about $70,000 if we implemented this program immediately. To put it another way, it wouldn't pay for itself until the babies born in the year 2020 are old enough to buy homes in Shadow Hills. So our recommendation is not to implement the turf reduction program unless it becomes mandated by the state, or the rebate program coupled with water savings can provide a reasonable ROI. However, we're not giving up. We are recommending a major irrigation project to improve watering efficiency, including converting our overhead watering of landscape beds to a drip system to conserve water. Those are the key recommendations that will be presented for board approval. Now, to explain in a little more detail the implementation of these recommendations, I'd like to introduce again our new general manager for golf, and Troon's key man at Shadow Hills, Roland Vaughn.
Thank you, Dave. I'd like to start off by just talking briefly about who Troon is and what we will do through the process of these projects. So it is Troon's philosophy that our ability to assist owners in building championship award-winning golf courses represents one of the best opportunities to solidify owner relationships and pave the way toward profitability. So a little bit more of what that means. Throughout every phase of the design, development, and construction, Troon has the capability and expertise to assist our owners by working directly with golf course designers and all other professionals involved in the development process. So what Troon will do and who does the work, Troon is here to manage the process for Sun City Shadow Hills. Through the bidding process and once a contractor is selected, we have the expertise available to manage costs and the timeliness of these projects so that they are completed on time for the best price. The timing of these projects that are recommended would start in the summer of 2017, and with these specific projects, we would be able to complete them by September of 2017. So when we start these after the summertime transition, which would be in June, begin construction, when we go into overseeding and then open up in the fall, you'd have all three of these projects done, the putting course, the practice facility with the two putting greens, and the bunkers with new sand. Additionally, there were some questions in regards to course conditions, overall course conditions. You did notice that we didn't mention anything about our fairways that were in pretty rough shape this summer on the South Course. So we do have in our operation budget plans to ensure that those continue to improve. Along with these projects going on, we will transition into our summertime Bermuda grass, and our goal is to have 100% coverage of Bermuda grass by late summer of 2017. Along with irrigation, we have recently completed a complete irrigation head audit on the South Course, which details the proper usage of our water, that it is in correlation with what is on our computer system, and we found that everything is running fairly accurate. There were a couple of small changes that need to be made, small adjustments, but overall we feel confident with our progress with the irrigation systems. And basically tee to green, which is your tees, fairways, rough, green surrounds, everything. Right now we're very pleased with where our greens are. They're holding shots, they're rolling true, so we're happy with those conditions. And we just, our plan is for continuous improvement. So we want the golf course here at Shadow Hills to be in line with other Troon properties, such as Inuel's Golf Resort and Classic Club.
So this is Carrie Thompson, the treasurer. I'm going to tell you how we're going to pay for all of these great improvements that are being recommended. But first, I want to give you a little bit of background on how our finances work here at Shadow Hills. Each month, a portion of your monthly assessment, currently about $39 of your $217, is allocated for reserves. It's like a savings account for items that we know we will need to be replaced or upgraded over time. To bring this discussion about reserves closer to home, how many of you have a special savings account to replace that refrigerator or air conditioning unit that you know will go out sometime in the next 10 years? Well, we do here at Shadow Hills. It's called our reserve fund, a detailed list of assets that we know will need to be replaced or upgraded in the near future. An example of a reserve item is the slurry seal maintenance that many of you are seeing right now in your neighborhood, or exterior painting of all of our common areas and buildings. Each year, we commission a reserve study, a report which includes a detailed list of dedicated funds for each specific item, which is then reviewed by our Finance Advisory Committee. The committee has forwarded their recommendation to the board to approve this year's study, which was just completed recently. And the board just did approve that reserve study at their meeting on September 26th. Our total reserves right now are about $12 million. On the other hand, we also have capital improvements, new items that have a useful life of more than 5 years and cost more than $5,000. For example, our Emergency Preparedness Committee storage unit that cost $5,100 was a capital expenditure. Okay, that's the background. Now here's the good news. The projects that GAC has recommended today are covered almost exclusively through reserve funds. We set aside money to refurbish our golf facilities. That's called prudent financial management. We have the money to make these improvements. And here's the details. And I encourage you to look at the slide presentation that's on the website so that you can look at these details a little bit closer. But the estimated costs for updating the Montecito putting course are about $105,000. That would be a reserve expense. The lighting, however, is a new expense. It's a capital expenditure. Because we don't have lights currently, it's a new item, and that's estimated to cost about $25,000. The practice facility improvements are about $210,000 in estimated costs, and those are reserved expenses. The widening of the cart path near the starter kiosk is a capital expenditure. It's about $8,600 to do the concrete work necessary there. The bunker renovations, putting in new sand, is about a $400,000 item estimation, and that would be a reserve expense as well. And now the irrigation improvements are a little more iffy on the cost estimates because we're not sure exactly how much we're going to be getting into, but we're estimating about $100,000, and that is all covered in our reserves as well. So dedicated reserve funds available for this particular project, line item by line item, amount to about $2.8 million. The estimated reserve expenses that we need to complete these projects is about $815,000. So as you can see, we have plenty of money in our reserves to do these projects. The total capital investment is $33,600, and that amount, if it's approved by the board, will be added to our 2017 budget to cover these expenditures. So I do encourage you to look at the slides on the website so that you can see the little detail about that.
Thanks, Gary. Just let me take a moment to summarize what this plan does and to see if we've achieved our objectives. And I think the answer is yes, this plan delivers on those three guiding principles we talked about earlier. Improving Montecito will provide a very enjoyable activity for all residents and their families year-round, day and evening. The driving range changes, new putting greens, and bunker changes will significantly improve the playability, enjoyment, and image of the South Course, which should lead to more rounds and more revenue. And these two greatly improve venues will definitely enhance homeowner property values. And the icing on the cake, these improvements will not require any special assessments nor monthly fee increases. I really believe this is as close to a win-win proposition as you can find, and we're urging the board to approve this plan. Now, Carrie was going to tell you about our next steps.
The next steps are for you to provide any comments or questions to our website address, golfpresentation@scsHCA.com. You can find that on the website as well. And at October 7th, the budget study that the board is going to be undertaking in the Capistrano room at 9 a.m. Again, October 7th, the budget study in the Capistrano room. Your input is welcome. Any questions or comments you have at that time.
Thank you for listening.